Bill, we got a letter from Colin Cazzola, 18-year-old pop R&B recording artist from Naperville.
Mm-hmm.
He's been traveling all across America on a nationwide tour performing with Teen Nation. Now, this is a group of young, talented artists performing for schools and venues. And their message is so unbelievably important that we thought it would be great to have him up in the studio today.
And there he is, right over there, for heaven's sakes.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Colin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It must be rough being an 18-year-old with talent singing rock songs. This must be a terrible, terrible thing for you.
No, it's not so terrible.
It's not awful?
It's not so terrible.
All right, good news.
Now, you have you play guitar, obviously. You sing. And but you are doing it more for a message than to just jam out, right?
Yes.
Explain this.
When I got asked to go on the tour, I thought it was a automatically good fit because, you know, not only do I get to share my music with all the fans, but I get to talk to them about the whole bullying situation, you know, help everybody out. And, you know, it's just a blessing.
So this is a whole anti-bullying band?
Yes. Yes. It's a whole group of different solo artists. You know, we got a rock band. We got, you know, it ranges from all kinds of different genres of music.
Why is this such an important message for you, Colin?
It's an important message because, you know, bullying is, you know, one of the top things that, you know, people commit suicide over.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that, you know, kids and even grown-ups need to know that, you know, they're not alone in the whole situation. You know, they're not the only ones being picked on. You know, even myself, I got picked on when I was all in school. So it's very important that they need to know that, you know, people are there for them. They're there to love and care for them. And, you know, they're not alone.
You're 18 now. How old were you when you were bullied?
I started getting bullied when I was 14.
You did?
For what reason?
It was because...
Because you were different from someone else?
Yeah, I was posting videos of myself singing on YouTube, and that's when it kind of whole started off. You know, I started off in, you know, eighth grade. That's when I really started. And, you know, people didn't really, you know so much at the time. They're like, oh, he sings, you know, that's cool. But then going into high school, that's when everybody started looking at me, and they're like, oh, that's the kid that posts videos of himself singing on YouTube. He's trying to be a Justin Bieber wannabe. And so that kind of...
I get that all the time. I don't feel bad about that.
But wait, I just don't understand, though, why that is a bad thing. Like,
I don't know.
Do you make fun of someone because they're in sports? I mean, are you in sports?
I used to do sports, but...
But this, you found your true love, which is being a musician.
Yes.
How is that bad? It's just different.
I don't even know. Just because I sang and posted videos on YouTube, mm-hmm. you know, they put me in that stereotype where, you know, he's got long hair and he's trying to sing. He's trying to be a Bieber wannabe. And I'm not trying to be Justin Bieber. I'm trying to be my own person, you know, be the first Colin Cazzola, you know.
There you go. And were the athletes the ones making fun of you, or just different type of people?
Yeah, it was different type of people, but mainly the athletes that started giving me all the work, like...
Like, and aren't they trying to play a game and be like some of their idols? I'm not saying Justin Bieber is your idol. God, I hope he isn't. But, you know, they're trying to do something they enjoy and be like one of those athletes.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah, I don't even know because, you know, because I sing, they automatically think, oh, he's trying to be Justin Bieber. He's got, you know, the hats and, you know, he's wearing sweaters. And I'm like...
Bill, that does describe you.
You are describing me exactly, Colin.
I mean, yeah, I can see the hat already. I can see the hat. But I mean,
you've heard my group Two Directions. You ever hear of us?
Oh yeah,
very popular in the suburbs.
I think yours is Wrong Direction.
Wrong Direction.
That's wrong direction.
All right, now that's bullying. What you just experienced, what you heard, that was bullying, wasn't it? Wendy has to stand
in
the corner.
A little bit.
But really, that is bullying in a way. And now, I mean, Bill, you and I are grown up, and there was always somebody that got picked on.
Sure.
But it has gone so much farther now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would make fun of someone and then go home and call it a day.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, like, with...
The internet makes it worse.
Yeah.
With all the Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
Right.
You know, with all the social media, it's just kind of exploded because, you know, as you said, you know, back in, you know...
When the dinosaurs roamed the earth. We know. Go ahead, Colin.
Yeah. Back in the day, you know, there was no social media. You used to be able to, you know, get from school and then come home and then, you know, you're all good. But, you know, since social media progressed, you know, it doesn't go away.
It's 24
you know?
Hours now, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. You're always getting, you know, comments on YouTube, you know, tweets on Twitter and Instagram posts. And, you know, it's just become
Do you think
terrible.
Schools are doing a better job of fighting this than earlier or not?
In my personal opinion, no.
No? How come?
Because schools, they don't really... They look at it and they're like, oh, you know, it's kids being kids, you know, they'll get over it. And mm-hmm. But, you know, they're not really paying attention to what the real problem is. You know, these kids are getting, you know, hurt and picked on and bullied every single day. And, you know, it's affecting them. You know, it's making them think like, you know, I'm worthless. I shouldn't be here anymore. If they don't like me, nobody will
right.
like me. So I think, you know, schools need to take a stand and, you know, take bullying more personally.
Yep. They say they are taking a stand, though. I mean, and here's the thing where I think it's a problem. If a kid's getting bullied, aren't you kind of scared to go to a school official and say something because you don't want to rat
worse.
Them out and you don't want to get bullied more?
Yeah, that's what my fans been telling me. They're like, you know, what should I do? I don't want to go to the school. But, you know, as hard as it may be, you need to. It's the most important thing mm-hmm. for anybody to do, you know. If you're getting picked on, you need to tell somebody, you know, whether it's a teacher. You don't even have to tell, you know, any of the teachers. You can tell your parents, you know, tell your friends, tell somebody you don't even know. Tell somebody what's going on because, you
What know, about guidance counselors? Do they yeah. help more than going to the principal maybe?
Yeah, going to the guidance counselors definitely help more mm-hmm. than going to the principal because the guidance counselors, you know, they're personal with you. And, you know, they want to be able to get what's best for you. And the principal, he's like, I'm the principal. I'm too cool to help anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. But definitely going to a guidance counselor is more important.
But do something. Don't yeah, just let it happen. Did yes. you see that documentary a year and a half ago called Bully? Did you see that by any chance?
You
need
see that.
To see it because it is just heartbreaking because you see kids. And when I was watching this movie, I'm thinking, everybody knows a kid like that. If you're not that kid, you know a kid like that who just every single day gets it all day long.
Yeah.
You just feel so bad for those kids.
Yeah, it was terrible. And, you know, I didn't think too much of bullying at the time, but after I've experienced it, I'm like, wow, this is real. Like, people started, you know, picking their video cameras and they started following me down the hallways, and there's a whole group of kids that would wait for me down the hallway, and as I passed by, they just started calling me names that I can't even say on here, and I just started getting every single day. And, you know, since I'm on YouTube and stuff, I just mm-hmm. get it nonstop yeah. on Twitter and Instagram.
It's getting better for you.
Yeah.
Good.
Because my fans, known as the Cazolis, by the way, but, you know.
My fans are known as Tim. I just got the one guy. He's such a nice man.
The one
man.
Guy not related to you.
Right, he's not related to me.
Nice man. Nice man, yeah. though.
Well, we want to hear some of your music, too. Can we
yes.
come back and get
We're
a little
We're
going to
take a
that?
Look at yeah, some definitely. Traffic trouble spots first. And bullying, it's a serious thing. And, Bill, you and I have talked about this numerous times. Being a teenager is the toughest time to
Without
begin
a doubt.
With.
Yep.
And yeah. then if someone is bullying you, and with all this social media, I mean, you're proud of your stuff, and you put your stuff up on YouTube,
yeah.
but then you are making yourself a target. It's like if you put yeah. stuff up, people feel that they can comment.
Yeah.
People comment on our Facebook page all the time. Bill, you wear a hat all the time, and Wendy, your jaw is big.
That,
I mean,
that's
just
that's
stupid
from me,
stuff.
By the way.
Yeah, yeah. People
Why
are
do you post
I put that?
That?
On there. I didn't have anything else to do.
They're just jealous. They're just jealous because you're beautiful and he's a rock star. Like,
yes.
They're just jealous.
Truer words have never been
this
spoken. You sure are
day.
A genius.
You are. All right. We will continue talking to Colin Cazola. And he is an 18-year-old pop and R&B musician from Naperville. We'll talk more and hear something from him. But first, a look at the traffic trouble spots. Here's Leslie Kiling.
Colin Cazola and I are going to tour as a Hall & Oates tribute band, Wendy. If you want in, jump now. So we're going to be red hot.
Yes. Yes.
Red hot.
I could be
yes.
the girl in the background, you know, singing and doing.
All right.
Yes, you'll be the dancer. You'll be the dancer.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a, yeah, we would love that.
I was just, this is totally unrelated, and Colin Cazola, I'm sorry to take away your spotlight, but I was just watching on VH1, they had the Crossroads concert that was at our own Toyota Park mm-hmm. that Clapton puts together.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny Lang was there, a young guy. I mean, it should be an inspiration that you, as an 18-year-old dude, can be taking your message about anti-bullying and making this a career. Excuse me, a career. I got all choked up.
I got choked up on that.
I mean, it's super cool.
It is. It is. It's incredibly fun to be able to, you know, share what I love to do out there. And, you know, for everybody else, you know, just letting you know, whoever's listening, no matter what you want to do, whether it's singing, dancing, you know, if you want to be a lawyer or a doctor, no matter what it is, always follow through with it. Dreams do come true.
Beautiful.
That's very inspirational on this, our first work day of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to do a song, Colin Cazzola, and
yes.
You have a website, don't you?
I do. My website is colincazzolamusic.com, colincazzola music.com.
And what are your fans called again?
Cazzolis.
Cazzolis.
Yeah.
All right. What song are you going to do now?
I'm going to do Let Me Love You by Maria. Baby, you just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on a shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you walk, you stick around. And I just don't know why. If I was your man, baby, you never worry about what I do. I'll be coming home back to you. And every night, doing you right. You're the type of woman who deserves good things. Fist full of diamonds, hand full of rings. Baby, you're a star. I just wanna show who you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you. Aren't your beauty's description? Looks so good that it hurts. You're a time, it's 99 and it's a shame. Don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stab and stare. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you'd know. If I was your man, baby, you'd never worry about what I do. I'll be coming home back to you. And every night, doing you right. You're the type of woman that deserves good things. Fist full of diamonds, hand full of rings. Baby, you're a star. I just wanna show who you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you. So baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you. Let me love you.
That was beautiful.
Wow, Colin.
Thank you.
That is perfect.
Thank you.
Colin
Cazzola, so
that is really good. What happens if American Idol or The Voice or Teen Mom comes and they want me to be on?
Teen Mom.
Would you do one of those shows?
I would definitely do one of those shows.
Yeah?
I'd be on in a heartbeat.
You're perfect for that.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that was good.
Colin Cazzola. You can find him on colincazzolamusic.com. Remember us when you're rich and famous.
Yes.
And you will be touring with Teen Nation, a group that has been put together, all genres of music, to conquer bullying. It's an anti-bullying message, and you can find out where they're touring at teennationtour.org.
Yes.
And good luck to you.
And you can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Colin Cozzola, at CollinKozola.
Real quick question. Voice lessons behind that or all on your own?
I did voice lessons for a little bit, but yeah. Right now I'm on my own.
Wow. Very impressive.
Well, good luck to you. And really, bottom line here, and the main reason we had Colin on, is if your kid is getting bullied and you're aware of it as a parent, it breaks your heart and you don't really know what to do, but definitely get the school involved.
Yes, you
got to do it.
Definitely. No matter how hard it is, you got to tell somebody. You got to tell the school what's going on.
Stop the bullying. Doesn't mean anything.
Get stopped. Get stopped.
Thanks, Colin.
Good things ahead for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
News is next. Stick around. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.